The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
And I think your shirt's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Major League Baseball logo with an axe.
What is that? What is that, Scott?
Didn't you get that in Austin?
I got it in Austin. It is the baseball project.
Oh, it's the baseball project.
Oh, that's baseball project.
They kind of, I guess they were inspired by Whippersnapper.
NBA? Was that the NBA?
Whippersnapper had the outline of one of the players on guitar jumping. So they kind of went literal with it. You know, they had a guitar player jumping.
Was it a baseball version?
Yeah, it was like the Major League Baseball logo with one of the guitar players, I think, Monkey, jumping, playing his electric guitar.
Who are these people?
Whippersnapper. It was my brother's punk rock band back in a time called the 90s. They were a big punk rock band signed to this label out of Florida that had Less Than Jake and all those type folks.
I heard of that
band. They toured around a lot.
And they're called the Whippersnappers?
Just Whippersnapper or the Whippersnappers would work too, yes.
Okay, you call me the one when they get mad, because sometimes if you put the V on there and it's supposed to be there, people get mad, or if you leave it off.
Tug, they were punk rock, so they were just mad inherently.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, my father, when I was in Seattle. Well, you're triggering me.
So I don't mean to. That was not the intent.
I was at my father raised me at Goodwill.
Yes.
So every time we got together, we went to the Goodwill or something. So my dad was living in Kent, Washington.
Okay.
We were walking through the Goodwill, and there was a whole line of
shoppers,
flannel shirts.
Oh, flannel shirts.
Who knows?
And my dad says, "Oh, there's a band here that's a lot like your punk rock band, The Prosecutors. They're called the Nirvana."
They played at
Lions Day last year, and they were really good.
But he went to see the show.
When they were starting off.
That's cool, though, they were, man.
Like before Bleach.
And that was the first you'd ever heard of Nirvana.
My dad told me about Nirvana in the Goodwill in Kent, Washington. It's called the Nirvana.
Dude, you gotta write a book.
I mean,
you need to write all this stuff down.
Isn't that funny?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest band in the 90s.
I heard about it at the Goodwill in Kent, Washington from my dad.
I can't think of a better place to find out for
him. I can still see the line of flannel shirts, and I remember him saying that to me. That they played Lions Day. I don't know if they played Lions Day, but maybe they did.
I don't know what Lions Day is. What is that?
It was like he was the Lions Club.
Oh, okay.
You know, had a festival.
I got you. They had the Nirvana out there.
They had the Nirvana play.
The Nirvanas.
I love it.
I guess.
And now it's cool. I see a lot of kids that probably have no idea who Nirvana is, but they'll wear their Nirvana t-shirt because that's a new thing.
It's hip now in a retro kind of a way.
Yeah.
It makes me feel old AF.
That's right. I'd say, no, good. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, I will.
Look, Kevin and I get off on a tangent. What are we talking about?
This has been a whole podcast already.
We've been talking about all kinds of things.
But look, I wrote this fancy intro that I want to read to let the people know what's going on.
And he's good because I don't talk good.
Let me just mute myself.
That's right. I'm going to turn myself off.
If everyone would mute their mic so that I could talk, that would be great. Okay.
It's done, Scott. We've done it.
Okay. Welcome to the Braves Country Podcast, along with our host, Tug Coward. I'm Scott Munn here at the Atlanta Braves Radio Network headquarters. Here's what we need you to know at the top of the show, folks. What began as a 60th birthday surprise from a wife to her husband is now an incredible compilation album sure to go down in history as one of the most unique and impressive ever produced. A wide-ranging group of talented musicians and artists have come together to celebrate one of the world's most important yet undersung heroes, national treasure Kevin Kinney. "Let's Go Dancing," said the Firefly to the Hurricane, a compilation celebrating the songs of Kevin Kinney, is available on Record Store Day on November 24th of 2023, and will be released on tastygoodyrecords.com on November 28th, and in even more stores on December 1st. And then CDs and the full digital album will be released January 5th of 2024. So, to celebrate and to tell us the story behind this massive four-album undertaking, we're joined by the project's producer, visual artist Anna Jensen, a.k.a. Mrs. Kinney, and, of course, her husband, who is also the lyricist and frontman for Atlanta's own Driving and Crying, our favorite Braves fan ever, Mr. Kevin Kinney. Welcome to Braves Country.
Hey, Mr. Jensen.
That's right.
Wow. In the bottom of the ninth.
That's right.
There we go.
I still have those lyrics on my desk. Okay. I really do. They're my favorite of all time. This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
What day is it today, by the way, that we're listening to this?
It's going to be a couple of weeks from now, probably, that this comes out. So right around, right before this record is coming out in the record store days.
Okay, good.
So probably on Wednesday the 22nd or something like that.
I'm so excited to be there.
Wednesday the 22nd.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, but then it'll be out there, and people listening, you know, just because we're talking about it's coming out that day, please listen to this whole thing and go find it anyway. It's going to be out digitally.
Cool.
You know, if you hear this a year from now, go get it. And there's going to be apparently three more of these by that time as well. Right, Anna?
Yes. Okay. By what time?
I don't know.
We're kind of in a war zone right now.
You tell us in the future.
This time next year.
Yes, I'm hoping that we'll all be wrapped up by early to mid-September 2024. Kevin just has been such a prolific songwriter. There's so much material, and so much of it, if not all of it, is exceptional. And I didn't want to leave out, you know,
sure,
any favorites or gems, but I didn't also want it to go on forever and seem like this never-ending project where people are like, God, when will this Kenny tribute ever end? You know, so I thought it would be nice to have a concept of a year, and so it would be seasonal releases. So four, and we decided to cap it at 100 artists because it kept growing.
I can only imagine.
Once it was in the around 80, I thought, you know, let's try to make it 100 and just stop there.
It's a good round number.
Yeah. So because vinyl, we did want it to come out on vinyl, that's going to limit the number of, you know, songs that can come out on vinyl. But
because of the how many songs you can get on a side of vinyl.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can only get five or six per side, right?
Right. So the main event is really the all 100 songs together digitally at the end. The physical vinyl and the CDs will be going to charity, the sales.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So we'll try to make those the most sellable because we wanted this to include up-and-coming artists that are friends and that are historical to Kevin and Driving and Crying. But luckily for us, we also have quite a few of those people are big name artists. And so, you know, those will definitely end up on the vinyl to try to get the sales up for the charities.
Right. That's so awesome.
But then everybody will be celebrated along with celebrating Kevin by being a part of the group.
I have to think that it's so flattering to have something like this happen. I mean,
he has been squirming a little bit the whole time.
As I've gotten to know Kevin more, he doesn't like a lot of attention.
No,
he's like the exact opposite of what you would think a rock star would want, right? Is this all this attention, and you're the exact opposite. Like, you're the antithesis.
This project, as even though it's honored him, has definitely been challenging to our marriage.
How so? Let's go into that. What were you talking about?
Seriously.
Well, for the most part, he's been a good sport. It's meant to be a surprise, so I didn't want to include him much along the way anyway, but there were definitely points where, because he's my best friend and my confidant, you know, and I trust his opinion on things musical and as well as aesthetics. So I did want to ask his advice or opinion along the way, and sometimes that would be a mistake. Sometimes he would be helpful.
Well, they're only his songs.
You might
want to see what he thinks.
That's right. Why are you making it so hard for me to do this for you?
I know. Well, I don't want to do this anymore now.
Yeah.
I love the music part of it. It was just some of the business parts that I was like,
well, I'm sure it made him uncomfortable. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, oh my God.
Because I didn't know some of the history and, you know, the nitty gritty with just the business side of things. So it definitely, there was a learning curve for me, but I think I'm a competent, friendly, balanced person.
Woman, yes.
Clearly, you got it done. Yeah. So you have to.
I mean, it's been a challenging process, but
it's a huge undertaking.
Yes. And it has tested me in many ways, but I always knew I could do it. And so I just kept plowing ahead. And luckily, also, there's just so many people that love and respect Kevin. So that
Heck
made
yeah.
it easy in certain ways. But yeah, I will be glad when it's done.
as much as you love it.
I can see that a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it'll be good to breathe again.
Well, Anna, you've never produced a record before, right? So
I
this
have
is
not.
Your first time, so you're learning, you're like OJT, right? And then what I want to know is if you could give us sort of your mission statement. When you called these folks and you were talking to people at record labels or trying to get a hold of various artists and you're talking to them on the phone and you're explaining what you're doing, what was your kind of your pitch?
As you mentioned in the beginning, this started as a birthday surprise for Kevin. So luckily, a lot of these were just his friends trying to do something sweet for him. But when it came time to approach the business executives, I mean, also some people in that world go back with Kevin from the beginning stages as well of Driving and Crying. But just everyone agrees that Kevin has produced just some really meaningful material, and yet the majority of the world does not know about him or even in the country. And a lot of these friends of his are technically more successful, and they feel like that he should be elevated. It's kind of hard to, I mean, I do have blurbs and statements, but I would need to like pull them up on my
right
Word document.
But no, you don't just have to get out your notes.
He's a forebearer of Americana, from melding.
Ooh, I like that.
You know,
dude, that's
like,
good.
That's a good one.
You write that down.
I think I might even have Tim Nielsen to thank for that.
Yeah,
way
we
to
got Tim Nielsen to thank for a lot of stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and definitely the Driving and Crying guys. This definitely celebrates Driving and Crying as well, but it's the songwriting of Kevin Kenney, and that includes his solo work and the Driving and Crying songs. And also, these are being reinterpreted musically, so they're sticking to Kevin's words, but sometimes you won't even recognize the sound of the songs. But yeah, just that Kevin needs a little more credit than maybe he in some
Amen
ways
to
has
that. I agree.
Gotten.
100%.
You give everybody a chance to honor Kevin and let him enjoy it instead of like us
yeah,
all.
Yeah, that was another thing that I had accompanied him to when he was doing a song for a friend who had passed away. It was Sylvain of the New York Dolls. I just thought what a shame it is that these things are normally done for people once they've passed. And we were approaching Kevin's 60th birthday and it was COVID, so we couldn't celebrate the way that we wanted to. And I just had an idea when I was with him in Nashville while he was doing the song for Sylvain. And I remember he went into a gas station and I was in the car alone with his phone and I started snapping photos of some of his contacts.
Wow. That's how you do that.
This sounds like a lot of stories at people's houses, people's family
Which I
issues.
I usually don't go in his phone. For most of these people, I got a hold of them through Instagram messaging or emails or just the regular like sleuthing to find managers, contacts.
Yeah, like she got Gordon Gano from the Violent Femmes, which is like, I don't have
his
number.
Oh my gosh.
Gordon Gano from the Violent Femmes does a song. What's kind of cool is like, there's a song on here called Gotta Move On. That was a song that I wrote because I grew up with the Violent Femmes. Brian Ritchie from the Violent Femmes was my best friend in high school.
No way.
Yeah, and he like I would go watch him play because he was a great musician, and I wasn't a musician at all. I didn't even own a guitar, so I would like go watch him practice.
How
and
old were you at this point?
We were 14, 15, 16. We were like 10th, 11th, 12th grade. And Brian was in bands by then. He played in a bunch of bands. And so the Violent Femmes' first record, I just loved. When I moved down south, it was one of the first records I listened to all the time. And it was my first show I ever played in Atlanta. I opened for the Violent Femmes at the 688 Club. It was my very first show. So Anna was trying to link some of the history that we have. But I don't know if she knew that Gotta Move On was a song that I wrote as kind of like a ripoff of the Violent Femmes. And then the Violent Femmes, then Brian Ritchie, and then
Gordon
Gano did a version of it. And I was blown away. I was like, how did you know that? She's like, I didn't really know that.
Well, I just,
yeah.
A lot
the
of
good
the
Lord works in serious ways.
Yeah. Did they choose that
a lot
song?
Of times I did suggest the songs, but I'm pretty sure in that case that he asked if Gotta Move On was available. So I loved Violent Femmes. Growing up.
Me
and
too.
So that was one of those where I was, it was a big deal to me to be interacting with them.
Yeah.
And then for them to say yes. I had a feeling that Brian would maybe be more likely because I knew that they had more of a personal connection, but for to actually get Gordon to do it. And I think he's a little more like Kevin. He's a little more reserved.
Yeah.
So it seemed like a big deal that he would do that. And so,
it is. It's
and it's,
huge.
I love his version. I mean, it's just wonderful.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm so intrigued.
It's neat just to hear that voice, and another person that when I saw this person's voice in person just in my life before even knowing Kevin was Lucinda Williams.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, people like that, that once you hear their voice in person and then someone like Gordon and it's like doing a different song or, on this first release that we're going to talk about, the Great Lake Swimmers, I spent years listening to their music, painting, but I need music to work. And they were one of my favorite bands to paint to, and now I just had an epiphany that Peacemaker would be beautiful in their hands. And so to actually hear them do it, like that, I kind of made that happen.
That's got to be super
really
gratifying.
It's very surreal.
It's a beautiful version. I mean, a lot of these versions I just think are I mean, in all humility, better than... They're kind of what I what's kind of eye-opening about this collection of all these songs that she's done. When I hear them, I can hear the producer, when I was recording it, trying to get me to do it that way.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, no, I don't know. And then, like, just lay back. And I like, and I push a lot, like...
Mm-hmm.
Star make them make me start the shout, the attack, you know? Mm-hmm. And so to hear, like,
yeah,
Great Lake Swimmers and, like, they're like... Stomach make me start. So it's their version of it's like what I can.
Well,
hear
like what you wanted to do.
What the producer wanted me to
right.
do. Like I can
I like
hear
both
him
versions
now.
Definitely.
Of course.
Yeah.
And there
yeah,
are some songs that that were not my favorite Driving and Crying songs or my favorite Kevin song, like The Shovels and Rope. For some reason, their version just is killer. Like
oh, it's so great.
But
they do
got to
get
too.
Out of here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Alejandro Escovedo, which song does he do?
He does another Scarlet Butterfly, which
classic.
Is one of my favorite songs, and I love Kevin's version of it, but his Alejandro's, you hear it in a whole different way. Like, you hear his history brought to it, and it's really powerful. And a lot of these just gave us chills or brought us to tears, and, I mean, it's been a really incredible experience.
Yeah.
So, well, let's stop right here, and let me read this track listing out for folks
Please
at home.
Please do.
So that we, and then we
wow.
can talk about it a little more in
just
depth.
Wow.
The track listing for the Said the Firefly to the Hurricane version, album one in this series of the Let's Go Dancing compilation celebrating the songs of Kevin Kinney. So track one, you got Patterson Hood featuring Peter Buck of REM doing Let's Go Dancing, Alejandro Escovedo doing another Scarlet Butterfly, Reckless Eric, The House Above Tina's Grocery from McDougal Blues, of course, Elf Power, amazing band from Athens doing Mountaintop, Parker Gisbert of The Wigs doing Together, and I think we're going to play that song at the end of the show,
sure.
Tug, because that's an amazing version of Together from the Fly Me Courageous
record.
I love
that band, too.
Aaron Ray featuring Seth Martin, they're doing Passing Through, and that's I've heard that a few times, and it's epic. The Pylon Reenactment Society,
oh, yeah.
who we just talked to.
Yes, we did. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Day. Yeah, and Vanessa, really proud to be a part of the record.
She's so cool.
And they did,
oh my gosh, she's so cool.
They do,
kidding.
They do Count the Flowers, a punk rock version, if I ever heard it. And then, of course, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. They're doing Look What You've Done to Your Brother, another great song from Fly Me Courageous.
Tear it up at the end, too. Mm-hmm.
Love
that
song.
Guitar play
they rip it up.
There.
You got, of course, we just mentioned Gordon Gano and Boy Dirt Car featuring the Violent Femmes on Gotta Move On.
Still can't wrap my head around that one.
And then Shovels and Rope is a very hip band, I think out of the Carolinas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shovels
Charleston.
And Rope
Charleston.
Doing Gotta Get Out of Here. One of my favorite songs from the McDougal Blues record. And then you got the Great Lake Swimmers doing Peacemaker, a vision that Anna had and has put together. And I think a lot of people are going to learn who the Great Lake Swimmers are through this, actually. And then Shelley Colvin, a great singer, songwriter, country musician out of Nashville, featuring Dylan LeBlanc, doing Save For Me at the end.
Yeah,
I mean,
that one is gorgeous.
If that was it, that would be enough
yeah.
right there. But there's three more records to come.
And I might have to do a bonus. We'll see.
Wow. Oh, wow. Now we're talking. Now we're breaking news.
Yeah. Yeah. I've already started working on a fifth album cover just in case.
I feel like we need like a sounder like
that's another point right there.
Breaking
you know
news.
Like you were saying, you're a painter and Anna did all the artwork
yeah,
for all the records too, and she's brought you a Tug a print of the first cover right there.
Yeah,
that's so incredible.
So it said the Firefly to the Hurricane, so just they're all covers are based on the song Let's Go Dancing, because that's the overall title of the project.
Every starts with this.
Yeah, and every installment starts with a different version of Let's Go Dancing.
Anna didn't want everyone to feel like they weren't on the first one or the second one, like volume one, volume two, volume three. So,
volumes.
There are no volumes.
Yeah.
Everyone's based on a line. So the first one's called, I don't know what the second one's called.
It's Split a Mountain in Two with a Flake of Snow is the second one, and that's a more of a country roots soul. It starts bluegrass and goes all the way to blues. And then the next one will be...
You can't tell them who did Let's Go Dancing on that one, can
No,
you?
I can't really divulge too much from the...
We'll let you know.
Well, I can put the breaking news sounder away. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I guess we're kind of rolling this out like there's some surprises to come.
Yeah.
You don't want to
yeah.
just tell everybody.
Okay.
You did
all
say
right.
Lucinda Williams earlier. She's on one of the records upcoming?
I'm
or?
Hoping, but we'll see.
Okay.
She got
okay.
the top
I'm courting her. But
okay.
I did get to meet her, and that was a dream
You've
come
invited
true.
Her.
So.
You've invited her. Okay.
Yes.
How
yeah.
cool
yeah.
was that? I mean.
Oh, it was wonderful. She's so sweet. It's almost like a dream, and there's a lot around it that was, I don't want to keep using the same words, but surreal.
Just, so the third one is called?
Is.
The third one is Set the Falling Rain to the Open Flame.
Cool.
The summer one will be Stopped a Freight Train
with
a grain
of sand.
So I did paintings based on all those lyrics. And then in each one of the settings, there's dancing and fighting, because Kevin said that the inspiration to that song, he witnessed a bar fight starting, that they said, "Let's go dancing, MRF."
That's right. That's what drunk people
do. And just
do.
That imagery that in that song is so
it's brilliant.
Like, gripping and perfect for painting. So I'm really happy with the artwork. And when I've decided, so Gordon did his pretty early on, Gordon Gano, and then just getting the rest of the artists started to take so much time that I finally just had to stay go on the whole project, even though I wasn't finished gathering all the material. And I thought, oh, I have the four covers almost ready, and I've got got a lot of the artists' settles and stuff. And so we started rolling the stuff out, and then I learned that I had to make artwork for all the singles as well. So that was a shock.
Right. Did you feel a lot of pressure?
Yeah. I feel a lot of pressure at this very moment.
No, really?
Yeah, I've got a lot of art to make yet, and I've been cranking out work faster than I'm used to.
But it's what you do, though. You must love it, right?
I do, but the business side of things are also so time-consuming that I wish I had more time for all of it. Yeah, but again, like I said, it'll be nice when
Colonel Bruce's lawyer helped her.
Yeah, Colonel Bruce's lawyer, Matthew B. Wilson, is my legal counsel on this, and I have a team that, like, Lilla Hood is Patterson's sister. She's helping me with the graphics. I have a lot of help that's great, but a lot of it I have to do myself. So, yeah. And painting is a time-consuming, long process for me, because it's pretty meticulous. You know, I'm not.
Yeah, you're not.
I
just
can do
these together.
Abstract
this is
stuff, but
serious stuff here, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail elements.
Obviously, Elvis, and then the scene from Dirty Dancing.
Uh huh.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite? The Candyman?
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah. And then is that
the Will Mastin Trio?
Yeah, a lion and a tiger. We're describing the cover art for the first album. And then there's the famous statue of two men wrestling. And that's not Fred Astaire. Who is that? Gene Kelly, I think. Yeah.
And the whole thing's going on while there's a hurricane
A hurricane with a firefly.
And a little firefly right up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. Okay, so we're going to put this on the Facebook page so folks can check out the cover of the record for sure.
And then, Route 6, I changed the road sign in the picture to be 61 because that's the year of Kevin's birth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry to age.
That's okay.
Drop your age.
Well, you already told us it was a 60th birthday present,
That's right.
So we get it.
Age comes wisdom. That's what I hear.
Now, speaking of the business side of things, to deal with the business side of things, you started and you wanted to release the record, and you kind of wanted to do it on your own. And so you started Tasty Goody Records.
Right.
And you got tastygoodyrecords.com where folks can get more information
and order the record. TASTYGOODY. Records.
That sounds big time.
You're a record exec now.
Yeah, kind of just one thing led to another. I mean, I certainly sought out options that involved established labels. It just made more sense to do it myself, I guess.
It's kind of the way it is overall in the music industry these days, right?
Well, because it was going to, we wanted the proceeds to go to charity, and most record companies
don't operate by giving
away all their money. Yeah,
they don't operate on that.
What were some of the charities?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's go over those. Yeah, I got a list of them here, I bet you know, Anna.
I was just thinking here about one of the first people she got to do it before he passed away was Tom Gray from The Brains.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he did a really beautiful
versions.
Video.
One of his charities.
Yeah, it started out as videos, so people sent in, because it was during COVID, like I said, so everyone was set up with Facebook live streaming, and everyone was stuck at home, so it was an easy ask, you know, to get his friends to send videos of clips doing his songs, and Tom Gray did a portion of 40 Miles of Mountain Road, and he had been giving money to this charity called FarmLink, which partners farmers with food banks. So it addresses food waste and food insecurity. Yeah,
okay,
which
so
I love that.
You got FarmLink. That's at farmlinkproject.org.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the Woods, outofthewoods.help.
Yeah, you mentioned Shelley Colvin. She is the closer of that installment, and she's been instrumental in this process. She's been so helpful. She's like one of my main point people. Her husband and son were hiking in Nashville, and a storm just kicked up out of nowhere and dropped a tree on the two of them, on the husband and the son, and they suffered like catastrophic injuries that took years to recover from, and thank God they both survived. But her son Judge had multiple brain surgeries, and so she started this foundation after learning, you know, how much need there is for support in that for kids with spinal and brain injuries. So it's called Out of the Woods. Yeah.
So people can check that out at outofthewoods.help. Then we got two others. How Big Is Your Dream?
So that's another person that it was his final recording was Ike Stubblefield doing a version of Underground Umbrella, and a Peter Stroud put together a group, which is so amazing. I that's one of my, they're all my favorites.
The Sheryl Crow Band, basically.
Yeah, basically the Sheryl Crow's band did an instrumental version of Underground Umbrella, and Ike Stubblefield played keyboard on that, and his affiliated charity was called How Big Is Your Dream? So that's education-based. Mm-hmm. And then Alejandro Escovedo is associated with the Sims Foundation, which helps mental health and addiction in the music industry.
Okay, check those out at howbigisyourdream.org and simsfoundation.org. For the fans who want to get this record and they want to make sure they're, I mean, I know there's a lot of Driving and Crying and Kevin Kenney fans and fans of these artists that are going to want to make sure they get this first record because there's differences. The first record that's coming out on Record Store Day is one color vinyl, and then there's mm-hmm. another color vinyl later. Where can folks go to celebrate Record Store Day and get this album for sure? If you're in the Braves country in the South, or maybe just Atlanta or Athens or something, where's some
yeah,
spots
I would just
that you
say
know the
call
record
your be. Local record store and ask if they have it before mm-hmm. you make a trek. But I'm hoping, I'm counting on they'll have it at Wuxtry and Criminal and the Low Yo-Yo stuff in Athens.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Wax and Facts.
Yeah. Did I mention Wax and Facts? Mm-hmm. And then Wuxtry in Athens as well.
We've got to get
yeah.
Comeback Vinyl in Downtown Alpharetta on board.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Tug's going to rep you over there. He's going to go over and talk to him.
I think there's only 750 copies going out. So,
man, it's really limited edition. Yeah,
yeah, the Record Store Day release is limited edition. And then, like you mentioned, there would be the different color vinyl coming out just a little shortly after
that. Yeah, what are the colors? People love to hear about that.
So you'll see on the picture Scott's posting, each one is in this frame that's kind of a cream-colored frame. So the vinyl goes with that. It's a bone-colored opaque, and then there's a lot of green in the imagery. So the next set, the more widely available one will be this translucent green color.
Okay,
and then cool. So then the next installment has a lot of blue, so that'll probably have a blue vinyl. And,
okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm starting to follow the logic.
On Record Store Day, it's a Ford. I got a Ford E350. I'll be parked behind the Plaza Drugs.
Selling them out of the trunk.
I was a good brownie sales girl.
I have a feeling that you're going to sell out of these things.
I think so.
I mean, wow. If you don't love the Kevin Kenney music, you might love one of these great artists, or you might want to just support one of these four great charities. So get out there.
It's a win-win-win.
Yeah,
and
you got
it's
Friday, November 24th, right?
And I have to say, also, Anna has sequenced these to a really, it's fun to listen to. When we got the test pressing back, we sat back at the table. We have a nice record player and listen to the test pressing vinyl, and we had a great time. Just like, oh my god, if you don't read like who's coming up next, you're like, oh my god, that's amazing. And it's a really fun, it's a very cinematic the way she's put
it. I was definitely intimidated at first with the sequencing,
yeah,
but once I got into it, and I remembered that I'm actually really good at that from making mixtapes and mix CDs, I like the way that I sequence my own.
Oh, right, you had
stuff.
A lot of experience in
a
that,
lot
actually.
yeah. And there's also some happy accidents along the way. So like Mountaintop goes into then Together. The first line is, I've been watching you from the mountain. Mm-hmm. So little winks and nudges in there.
Those are my favorite.
Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. God
yeah.
winks. That's what I like.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, no.
And
but
then it goes to Gotta Move On and to Gotta Get Out of Here. At first, I didn't like the Gottas being next to each other, but then I just embraced it. And
there you go. I think that stuff's so cool. And speaking of mixtapes and stuff like that, I found a mix CD I made for my now wife, we've been married 22 years, but that I made her when my friend, it was in 1999, got his first ever CD burner. It took us like a day and a half. Because
mm-hmm.
I'd made her mix cassettes, and I don't know whatever happened to those, but like I was in the Navy, and my friend Emerson Mason, God love him, wherever he is.
Well, thank you for your service.
Oh, it's my honor. My favorite thing I've ever done in my life, other than my wife and my son. Those are the two greatest things. But after that, definitely my service is something I'm super proud of. But yeah, we made it, and I just found it the other day, and I was looking at the track listing, and it was just
I
so cool.
I hope there was
cool.
a Driving and Crying song on there.
Don't you know, it was Let's Go Dancing.
Ah,
I see what you did there. It all comes together.
It totally does. It's the reason I brought it up. Again, she was, I think I've told you this a million times, she's from upstate New York. She'd never heard of them. And when she came here, and I was like, well, this is one of my favorite bands, so you have to listen to these guys. And now she knows everything, several shows, and now it's kind of our band. And I'll tell you one more. When we took my son down on spring break and went for before his senior year, so at the end of last school year, and he was wearing a blue Driving and Crying Let's Go Dancing ball cap. And you wouldn't believe how many people stopped him and were like, where'd you get that? It was so cool. He was like, Dad, people love this hat.
Drivingandcrying.com. Tim Nielsen sells those hats all day long.
I'm not kidding you, man. Everybody was like, quality. He got so many compliments. And they would ask me, like, do you even know who they are? And he was like, yeah, my dad loves this band.
We had a homeless guy that... there's a guy, Mr. Jeff.
That's not the funny part. He's not the homeless.
Mr. Jeff
part.
Over there at Candler Park.
So random.
I gave him a Driving Crying hat. And, you know, I give
several
him...
Several of them, yeah.
Give him, like, a couple bucks every whenever I would see him. And he goes, man, I got to tell you, man, people like this hat.
They do. That's the truth, man.
He said, what do you do with it? I was like, well, I'm just your driver.
Oh, I'm the truck driver.
Since we're talking about great Driving and Crying songs, you got a guitar there. Seems like there would be a good time to play a song.
Well, I'm going to deconstruct the song for you.
Okay, I love that.
Was this pretty good the way we had it?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Is this okay? So, like I was saying, me and Scott did a benefit in Columbia a couple weeks ago, and the guy that opened for us had a version of Fly Me Courageous with a cello, and it's inspired me to do a version, because people shouted out at the folk shows. Oh, by the way, Driving and Crying is playing at the Center Stage the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 25th. Gussie's 25th? Birthday.
Great venue, Center Stage.
Great, different kind of venue. Really great venue. Lots of seats.
You been there, Tug?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's like a little stadium.
We saw Puddles the Clown there the other day, and it was excellent.
It was so great.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Host.
And, but yes, Abe Partridge and the Purdies are opening. Yes. They are amazing.
Really
Abe
great.
Is
and it's gonna,
really special.
He's a great artist, so we're going to have an art wall.
That's cool.
All sorts of art to sell.
And Abe may or may not be on
now, what's the date
second
on the...
installment.
Oh, neat. Oh, so maybe Saturday. This new record might be there,
yes.
too, huh? You think?
And also, okay. just...
Maybe.
Also, our friend Adam Blank is releasing the... we're going to have Selling, Driving, Crying live at the print shop. That first
Hello?
Release
date. I think that will be the big,
that
that'll be the big seller.
Let's go.
There we go.
I know that one well.
Yeah, a Tug has one on his desk. He
so
has an advanced copy.
So you can finally let people know about it.
I know. He told me not the same
I don't even
thing.
Own one.
Yeah, really? He told me it was the first one ever. So I'm holding him to that, man. I'm taking that to the bank.
So usually when I do solo shows, people shout out Fly Me Courageous, and I never play it because it's like, you know, I don't really like to try to play rock songs. But this Anna's compilation has really inspired me to reinvent a lot of songs. So I have a couple cool versions, but I'm going to do a little version of Fly Me Courageous. How about that?
Love that, man. That's the greatest idea I've ever heard.
We would be highly honored. Kevin Kinney on the Braves Country Podcast.
I've got you on the loose, I left you grooving. I've got you on the beat, I left you broken. Won't you take my place, since long ago I wandered way out on the cliff with the brilliance of an angel. So fly me courageous, fly me. Mother America, brandishing your weapons, she keeps me safe and warm from threats and misconceptions. If you break the chain, you'll have to shake me. And if you break my heart, you'll have to take me. Fly me. courageous. Oh, lady, won't you take it easy? Oh, lady, won't you take it easy on me? Push me out of your love, my heart. I heard your whispers from the bottom of the canyons. Wrap me in sky, circle me with stallions. She flew from peak to peak on the freedom of an angel. Fly me. Fly me, courageous.
Goodness, man. That was awesome. That's so cool.
Kind of neat, right?
Yeah, so awesome. Wow. It almost had like a little Johnny Cash vibe to it.
Ooh, I like, oh yeah.
It really did to me.
He should have put that on his Deaf American record. That would have been good.
No kidding.
Oh, God.
Right. What was Rick? What was Rick?
Dollar short on that. That would have been great.
What was Rick Rubin thinking? Wasn't it Rick Rubin who produced that? Record?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but
he messed it up.
The way the guitar sounded so much like a Johnny Cash style to me. I'm a country guy. That's what I was born and raised on. Yeah. So as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh my.
I did want to mention that, knowing you do this country Sunday nights,
mm-hmm. Yes,
Georgia
ma'am.
Country. Maybe we could do some. Debut
I would think,
a song or two.
I would
on
think we could probably do that.
From the country album.
For the country record. Now I'm trying to jump ahead because you get me all excited. I can't help it.
Yeah.
What are some winks that you can give me about the country record?
Well, let's see. I guess I could mention some of the songs that are on it.
Okay.
Well, of course, it's Let's Go Dancing, mm-hmm. and I could give you an insider that it's a bluegrass style, Let's Go Dancing.
Oh, wow. I love
bluegrass. It's beautiful. Stand Up and Fight For It is on there. You Don't Know Me, which is usually like a rock punk song, but someone is a local, wonderful female artist.
What about, can you mention the ones you've already released on singles?
Mike Ferris, I believe, is planning to put
him on the show to talk about that. You did Honeysuckle
Blue. Yeah, I'm planning for that one to be on that one.
That's so cool.
What about Ray Lynn? Did that come out as a single yet?
It has not come out yet, he just dropped a little
Cat out of the bag. Raylan Nelson.
Raylan Nelson.
Daughter of Willie Nelson.
Yep, and that will be a single, so I've got the artwork. I'm excited about the artwork for that one.
Really,
but
awesome.
She's doing I'll keep the song a secret then, since we divulged the artist. But
these artists are just so incredible. To have, someone to Willie Nelson's stature, his family's stature, covering your music. Yeah. That's going to be like fist in the jaw.
And she's so cute and she's so sweet. She's talented and she did a great job with the song. It's just...
How was that? Was that an Instagram connection?
I had met her through... Kevin is friendly with her. So,
okay.
Yeah.
She's got these great... she does these great albums. She plays the ukulele, but she's got a kind of a punk rock band, and every one of her covers is like kind of a homage, like the first Ramones record, London Calling, but it's like her band.
But she also references Britney Spears a lot, too.
Okay. She's just really... Yeah.
And she's a yoga girl, and she's fun, and she's a mom. And
I think outside of a few people on these records, too, I think a lot of what Anna, I'm digging about this collection is that, I'm regional. And there's nothing wrong with me being regional.
Great.
The South is as big as France. Like, it'd be like, I'm big in France.
For sure, man.
You're big in British country.
The South better than I like France, and I've been to both.
But, people in Oregon don't really know me, in Montana and, Massachusetts, and I'm not really that well known outside. But there's also, a lot of these artists that Anna's turning me on to that are also underdogs that I think should be celebrated outside of Raylan Nelson.
Yeah, we're baffled that Raylan's not bigger than she is, but I think she's on a track.
And some of these people are just so great, and I'm really looking forward. What was that, Scott?
I was just going to say,
are we talking about
your mic?
Oh, I'm off the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it just sounds like you're in the next room. But that's cool. Welcome back,
come
Kevin.
Come back in here, Kevin. Get your butt in here.
My headphones on.
Come on now.
But a lot of these people are, really. I never heard of the Great Lakes Swimmers,
just because they were so big in my brain, I thought they were huge. Yeah. But they could use a boost too. Yeah, we're here to lift everybody up. And
yeah.
So different genres. will bring their crowds to the table and vice versa. And so it's like,
well, Kevin's always had music from each of these genres. So he's got punk rock songs and country songs and folk songs. And so
I like
it makes
all
sense.
Sorts of music. I'm from America, 1960s.
We went to the Michael Jackson musical the other night.
Down the Fox.
We loved it.
How was it?
It was excellent.
It was excellent.
The Michael Jackson songs are great.
When it first started, I didn't know if I was going to be able to hold it together. I got emotional.
Was it as good as the Cirque du Soleil Michael Jackson show that I saw at the Georgia Dome?
I didn't see that.
Man, it was amazing.
Did they have a Michael Jackson? Oh, they had a bunch of Michael Jacksons.
They had a bunch of Michael Jacksons, and they had the star of the show was his monkey.
Oh, fun.
We couldn't get Bubbles or Michael on this project, unfortunately.
Oh, man. Well, I hear Bubbles is retired down in a sanctuary in Tampa somewhere smoking cigarettes and things.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea, though. I think for the next, for the final one.
Get Bubbles?
No, we should have...
Michael Jackson. Out,
this is breaking news. You got your breaking news thing?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. See, after Anna's done with her project, I'm going to do a project. It's going to be all
give
covers,
you a lot of grief
all of my
about
cover
it.
Songs, but they're going to be all done by celebrity impersonators. I have Sinatra,
awesome.
Elvis, Dean Martin, Michael Jackson.
Yes. I love this. Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Okay,
yeah. Bob Dylan.
Willie Nelson. Almost Willie.
We met Almost Willie on the road one time.
Well, Kevin did. He was inspired and made this might just be a thought that counts situation, but he was thinking about maybe doing some covers of these people's songs to
that'd be cool.
Reciprocate.
Well, that's going to be my what I'm going to have
to do.
What's
it going to be a double album, right?
We just moved, so once I get settled, start doing versions, my favorite versions. Because I got my favorite Wig song, I got my favorite Violent Femme song, and maybe once I get up and running with my free parking at my thing, every week do a couple songs of people who did mine, do my favorite.
That's awesome.
Remember
my favorite
great?
Jason Isbell song. Isbell song, sorry.
Isbell.
There is no A. Isbell.
I like the way you say it, though.
I've never heard Isabel.
He's trying to do that Southern drawl
thing. That's right.
I've heard his track on the record, though, by the way. I've heard him in the 400 unit doing
Look What You Done to Your Brother.
I love that
song. It's fantastic.
It's powerful.
It's a great song, of course.
And we love Sadler, so they do a guitar battle at the end. And
guitar battle, awesome.
Yes.
I look forward to that.
That's like your t-shirt. That looks like a guitar battle.
Yeah, I'm wearing the Baseball Project t-shirt. So that's, you know, another single that came out that will be on a future installment is McDougal Blues by Scott McCoy, who is on the Baseball Project, and Peter Buck.
Oh, that's so cool,
and Scott McCoy added backing vocals to Let's Go Dancing on this first one. So tidbits like that will be in the final wrap-up liner notes, more extensive liner notes. For each release, it's kept pretty simple for budgetary and other reasons, but
that's the record label exec coming out.
Well, time was most of it. It's like I'll write everything down for the when it all wraps up. But anywho, there'll be like, you know, production notes and
Kevin, tell us who Reckless Eric is, if you would.
Oh, boy.
That's one of those people, like I'm saying, is like I tell people it's Reckless Eric. Now, if I would have said that in 1978, everybody would have been like, oh my God, Reckless Eric, you got Reckless Eric. So, but he was on Stiff Records. It was one of my first 45s that I started collecting as a teenager. But he's also does a version of a song that I wrote called Tina's Grocery, which is about a little enclave of part where we would party on weekends, a little art house. And we would play Reckless Eric's music. And then having Reckless Eric sing the song that I wrote about the place that we used to play his music at is really surreal. And that was 40 years ago, over 40 years ago.
That's cool.
And I was aware of him from that. He had a big hit from a Will Ferrell movie where it's like the whole wide world. I go the whole wide world.
Okay,
that's Reckless Eric.
Yeah, okay. And so that was always on my mix CDs. Yeah, just to interact with him was nerve-wracking too, and just so happy.
He's one of my
He's
idols.
A legend.
Like, he was the take my breath away moment when she said, I got Reckless Eric. I was like, are you kidding me?
Holy cow.
Big and gift. Even Alejandro, when I interact with Alejandro, he's like, you got a text from Alejandro. I can't believe you.
Yeah. So y'all envious.
Yeah.
There's a couple of fun things I want to talk about at the end here. And of course, we're going to play a track from the first record to close the show, Parker Gisbert of the Wigs, together. And we'll close the show with that in a minute. But and before we get into a couple of fun things, I just want to ask one more serious question, and that is for you, Kevin. You know, well, the Georgia Music Hall of Fame, Wisconsin Music Hall of Fame, the Georgia Flamekeeper Award, your Gold Record Award. Where does this record rank amongst those as a gift and an honor, amongst those accolades? How does this feel compared to those?
Well, it would be right there at the top. I think they're all...
A song comes to mind. Don't forget who you're. What is that song? Don't forget who you're going to have. Go to sleep with tonight.
That's right.
Don't forget.
I think there's a correct answer.
You home and in whose arm you're gonna be.
What Anna's saying
is the last dance for me.
Ever in my
was
life.
That Dolly? I wish I could have gotten Emmy Lou on this, but
oh, well, it's
Emmy
Lou.
Well, this one's to me. I was thinking this was as big or bigger because this is your peers.
This is really. I mean, I'm speechless, which is rare for me, as you know.
Yes.
For someone who can't stop talking, and that's on decaf. But yeah, it's beyond. It's a lot to live up to, you know, and you know. So I mean, I'm honored by it. I'm learning from it. I'm really taking time to learn from it and enjoy it. I don't deserve it. But once again, I think that like those awards that I did get, I got them on behalf of the people who've been coming to see me play at Eddie's Attic and Joel Solomon's. How many times did I do Joel Solomon's Club down in?
I've been there with you a few times.
Yeah,
on Tybee Island.
Island, you know,
the Buffalo and, Crab Legs.
Our sponsor like for many years, Joel Solomon.
I mean,
man,
he had a really great
guy.
Club down there. I mean, he just started off with like a microphone on a broomstick, and it was just so great. Cafe Loco, it was called.
Yeah.
So excited for Driving and Crying fans and Kevin Kinney fans to hear different versions of these things with the words are the same and the music is different to test, you know, because, I mean, if you want me to go on a little bit of a tangent, you know, I love the word psychedelic. I've always said Driving and Crying is kind of a psychedelic band, but not in the way that it has sitars and bongos and things, which I try to make you think differently. I've been trying to sing quasi-political and heartbreaking things to heavy metal, to hard rock, heavy metal music. You know, Rush Hour is a love song, but it's like powerful. It's not screaming.
Love that song.
You know, I've tried to make you think differently, tried to not be afraid of doing things a little bit differently and presenting ideas in a different context, you know. So, you know, Straight to Hell, a country song. But it uses the word hell. So the country is a very, you know, and it's not really about going to hell. It's just about a mom's impression of a kid. So, you know,
of course.
I've always tried to psychologically try to enhance myself and through my singing to myself. Like, I only sing songs to myself, and you're just watching me listen. That's all that's happening here. I'm not a performer. I don't really like to perform. I'll do it because I need to pay my rent. But I really am just always singing to myself. I rarely watch people clap for me. If you ever watch Driving and Crying play, after the song's over, I usually turn my back. I don't want to watch. I'm not really into
self-praise.
How y'all doing, Atlanta? Yeah. I'm just not that guy. A lot of people do it a lot better than I do as far as that goes. So in saying that, that's kind of where I'm very honored and humbled by this whole thing, and I'm every time people are clapping, I'm turning my back going,
and
oh,
all
God,
of what you just said is why all these people are doing this.
That's right.
And why I'm doing this.
And
right.
I love musicians, and I know how hard it is for everybody to get in the studio and to record a song. And every time I hear this, I hear Boy Dirk Carr or I hear Chili Colvin, they had to go in that day and they had to park the car and they had to go in and they had to do a couple versions and then they had to enhance it and then they had to listen to it. I mean, there's
a process.
Lot that goes into what you hear. I mean, music is one of these things that people take for granted that's always going to be there. And there's so much that goes into just to do it and the heartbreak that it takes of being ignored of a lot of these artists. And it's just and what Anna's also done here is this is a business thing. I don't know if anybody will understand this, but the artists own, Anna doesn't own the recordings of these songs. The artists, Anna owns the way that they're presented on these albums, and she's putting a playlist together for them, and nobody else can do that because she has the rights to put them all together. But individually, if they get, they own the rights to their song, and they own the recordings.
The master recording, yeah, they own
the master
that.
Recordings, which is something that is very rare. I've done 100 tribute records, and that's never been the case. I've always had to go back and ask them if I could use my song again or something like that. So this is
So hopefully it can be placed in something. It could benefit them, or they could put it out themselves in
that's
another
wonderful.
Context. So
what a great way of doing it.
Sharing. It's a musician friendly sharing situation.
We wanted it to be good for everybody.
It's got good vibes, man.
Good vibes.
That's what you got to do, man. That's a great way to talk
club.
About this show.
Oh,
that's right.
Thanks,
yeah. Good job, Anna.
No, but it is so sweet. There's just not a lot of sweet in the world, or it doesn't seem if you flip on the news and you would think that there's not. There really
it
is.
It is sweet. That's why I said tasty goody product.
That's right.
Tasty,
right.
If it
is
ain't,
sweet.
I said, if it ain't tasty good, it ain't worth the lick.
It ain't worth the lick. I love it.
That's
it ain't
like
worth the lick.
Alley.
That's country right there.
And it's a rip off on the
ain't worth the lick.
That ain't worth the lick.
The Reckless Eric label, right? Stiff Records.
Okay, we're gonna wrap this up, folks, but we got a couple of other things real quick here. Tug and I love two subjects, the Braves and food, mm-hmm. and besides music, of course. And so and we've already talked about all your favorite Southern stops for food,
yeah.
plenty of times. But I want to talk about how, Anna, since you're here, Kevin is like Chef Kevin at the house, right? And people don't know that he's actually a great chef.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give us like one Southern recipe, just something easy that guys like me and Tug can make at home and that you want to just tell folks how
I'm
to make?
Pass this over because I know that I like to cook and I'm good, but Anna is a much better cook. A better chef because she has a multi-layered. So Anna, I'm gonna pass this over to you.
Okay.
I brought home real collard greens the other day.
Attaboy.
Okay. Real ones, like
I
not chopped.
It. Yeah.
They're just a big, huge leaves.
And I'm in the middle of my record-producing whirlwind. And he has the gall to bring home a big old bag of collard greens.
I said,
and I'm supposed to just ignore him.
Kevin Kinney, wife. Cook me up some collard greens.
No, he didn't. He just left them sitting out, and I knew he wasn't going to do anything with them.
I did not. No, I did not. I don't know how to do it. Do your collard green recipe.
Well, I often will follow a recipe, but sometimes I just wing it, and I just add things and taste and then add more things. And so what he's just talking about, actually.
They were great.
But it had so many things, I don't even know if I could remember. But it had a Korean paste that you like mm-hmm. that was in the house, so I just... to give it some heat and a little bit of sweet, I added that. What is that stuff called?
I don't know, kanja or
it's
something.
It's in a red box-shaped thing. And then I put maple syrup, but then it still needed some more sweet, so I had molasses, roasted garlic, some vinegar, some apple cider. No, wait. We put actual apple juice in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a little... I put one piece of bacon because I was like, it needs a little umami, but
just like
a little
potion.
Meat flavor.
It is like a potion. That's what I'm saying. It's like, her cooking has got depth to it, so that's a lot. We have a lot of fun...
We
hate to eat in restaurants, like growing up.
Yeah, we both have a complex palate and expectations, so when we go out to eat, it's usually just so we can have something to bitch about. I don't know if you can say the B-I-T-C-H.
Yeah, don't get us started on the minced scallops at the nicest restaurant in Charleston. We're like, this is the nicest restaurant in Charleston. You got to go here. So we get them, and she orders scallops, and she loves scallops.
They were chopped
up. And they're like chopped up scallops.
Oh, no. It was weird.
So anyway,
we joke, whenever we have scallops that aren't great, we'll be like, you know, this would be perfect if we just chopped them up.
Like, that's right. I love it. Anyway. So
and
awesome.
Then we never talked about the Braves, so I wanted to know if Kevin, do you and Anna watch the Braves together now? I think you've been getting Anna into the Bravos, right?
Well, I am the Atlanta native here.
Maybe next year.
You have a new song called Maybe Next Year.
Exactly.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Uh-huh. Get it in gear.
That's right.
Get it in gear.
And the song is about as bad as the last Braves game that they
Maybe
played.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Exactly. We really had a meltdown.
Actually, that song was better because that last game was just awful. So born and raised in Atlanta. I'm Dalton, Northwest Georgia, but
same
way.
I was born in Atlanta, grew up in Decatur. I didn't really consider it a difference.
No,
Atlanta,
of course,
Decatur,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We did move away when I was in seventh grade to Connecticut, and that happened to be when the Braves were big time, like Dave Justice. But I
early
watched
mid-90s.
More Braves when I was in Connecticut probably than I had.
Oh, they didn't convince you to become a Red Sox fan up there. That's good.
Thank goodness.
No, they made fun of my accent, and Kevin loves me to talk about this. But yes, I ate my lunch in a bathroom stall because no one would let me sit with them.
Because you talk country? God.
So I got way into Atlanta.
Hey, welcome back to Braves country.
Thank
Anna
you.
You're always welcome
after school
here.
Every day I would go home and bake an apple crisp from scratch and call train companies to see what their going rates were for a trip to Georgia
just
for
to get
one
back
person.
Home. Just
yes,
to get back home.
And I was 11.
God bless Georgia you. On a fast train.
God
and I watched
you.
The Braves.
Midnight train to Georgia.
That's
exactly.
Right. That's
I
right.
I got to go.
True story.
I wouldn't
story.
Fit up there. I wouldn't
Kevin
fit up
is
there
laughing with his eyes closed. Like, if I ever have to hear the Connecticut misery stories.
Well,
anymore.
Look. No, but now all of Braves country
that's
knows.
Right.
And, so,
yeah.
And we feel for you.
It
so.
Sounds like the people
abused.
In Connecticut are mean, and I don't
yeah,
be around.
They are mean. We knew
well,
that already.
You know what it is? The seventh graders are mean.
Well, yeah.
Then we moved back to Georgia. We were in Noonan, and my sister was in seventh grade, and people threw hot dogs at her.
In Noonan?
Yeah.
Why'd they do that
party.
For?
Because she was seventh grade. Yeah. Anywho. And then, you know, your hair gets frizzy and your teeth start changing.
Yeah, and you get acne.
Your,
things,
your skin's shiny. So
but throwing hot dogs,
good
that's
get me started
kind.
On Stonewashed Huskies.
That's right. Right. That's right. That's
it all circles start. Back to
it
the
does.
Stonewashed Huskies.
Which we talked about before we got on the air. And, yeah. And it's just the fact that sometimes I remember my cousin tried to give me hand-me-downs and I couldn't wear them because he was husky. I wasn't
I
able
love
to...
that word.
It all started with me complimenting Tug's pants.
That's right. Because I'm wearing Wranglers like some old faded George Strait style Wranglers.
That's That's what I'm talking about.
I love them. That's right. You sound like you know it. That's what I'm talking about. That's the countryest thing I've ever heard you say, Kevin.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Sound like you had a mouth of skull or so. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the way I have my, not half, all my family talks. Like, it's funny because they think I don't have, they're like, man, you sound city. You know, because. Right.
That's funny.
It's the truth, though. Those are good
people up there.
Oh, they
are. I love some Dalton and Ringgold. Oh,
shoot,
man.
I mean, George Jones got married in Ringgold. So did Dolly
Parton.
Come on. They both got married at the Ringgold Courthouse.
Well, I've done a couple benefits for Ringgold. One, they lost their trees in the tornado I did a benefit. Then they got in a flood I did a benefit. I love Ringgold.
I see it.
So you're saying Ringgold owes you a little bit, maybe.
No, I'm not saying it like that. No,
what are you insinuating, Scott? Man, go to heaven.
I'm just trying to book gigs over here, people.
Okay. I was going
to
say, everywhere owes Kevin because he does charity events left and right.
That's
right. So go out and buy this dang record.
That's right.
And then we'll press more.
Let's close this show here because we're off the rails, and Parker is at home listening right now going, when are they going to play my song? They said they were going to play my song.
Yes,
so Parker Gisbert of the Wigs, he's done a great version of Together. Tell us about this, Anna. We're going to set it up for us. We're going to play it here. And I think that the theme of this song really encompasses kind of the idea of everybody coming together to celebrate Kevin Kenney and Driving and Crying and their music. You know, so it's kind of a cool thing.
And do it your best DJ voice, like the way you think they would say it on the radio.
Do your NPR voice.
Or that's right.
Here's Parker Gisbert.
Welcome, folks.
That's right. Exactly. That's the way they talk about it.
We're going to have a listen.
Have a listen.
We can tell
you're from Georgia because they don't say folks on NPR ever.
Is Obama from the South? He said folks quite a bit. Mr. Munn, I have to beg to differ there.
That's right. Get it right, Scott. Goodness.
He's from
Mr.
Kenya.
Mr. Obama,
I believe
I
he's from
said.
Kenya, actually.
Depends who you ask. Anyhow, we are going to listen to Together by Parker Gisbert, which the Wigs, their song Couple of Kids, I would consider to be one of Kevin and my songs.
Oh, there we go. It would be on your mixtape.
Couple of Kids. Yes. If they were doing a Wigs tribute album, Kevin would be first in line to cover that song, I believe.
Well, this sort of is your mixtape. It's sort of your ultimate mixtape to Kevin.
This is my mixtape to Kevin. So, there we go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the Couple of Kids.
Get a little bonus.
Couple of Kids, baby.
Do, 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 do.
Couple of Kids, baby.
Well, you need to
couple
jump in there.
Couple of Kids, baby.
There you go. Not only can she sing too. Nice.
I actually might do a song for this because I did do a song for the video version, but I just sing for fun. I would not.
Well, so Kevin just said he just sings for fun.
And they wrote that song. They wrote that song in my Athens apartment where me and Scott met. I wrote in my Athens apartment after I moved out. They moved into my apartment and then wrote one of my favorite songs.
Well, how about that?
Wow.
Yeah. So there's the setup. I will just take a cop-out opportunity, and that's
your
setup
good.
For Together.
You did great. Right. Right.
This
what
is
you
like your
that's
second
Kevin's
time ever.
Thank you guys for having us. We really appreciate it. And Tug, it's always great to see you.
Love you, man.
And I know that we're recording this before the 24th, but you can edit this part out.
Okay.
But I just want to say Happy Veterans Day.
It's my honor, man. Thank you.
Coming up Saturday.
Thank you.
So as we're recording this, Veterans Day is about to happen. So happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service.
And to all
of our brothers and sisters, you are not forgotten. Support your troops is not a political statement.
It's a people statement.
That's exactly right. Talking on that is, you know how you said you didn't like the applause? It's the worst at the ball game when they're like, we want all our veterans to stand up. I'm like, I don't want to stand up. Yeah, just let me watch the ball game. You know what I mean? And my son and wife are always like, you should stand up and you know, just be recognized.
Well,
I'm like, I don't want to be. I just want to watch the baseball game.
Tug, you stood up for our country and we all appreciate
it.
And now you have to stand up every time people tell you to.
Get up!
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. No, it's the truth. But so I can relate to how you feel about that with all the applause. Like, man, I didn't do it for any kind of applause, man. I love America. That's it.
Period.
Exactly. End of story. That's all it was, man. So anyway, well, thank you. Can't wait to play this song. And thank you for listening to the Braves Country Podcast. Y'all come back now, you hear?
I've been watching you from the mountain, watching all of your evil ways. But when I lost, well, I knew that you'd run. You brought me uptown, but I brought you down. You said goodbye, and I said, don't be too long, 'cause it's together we'll rise again. I've been sitting in this churchyard, stalking all of your rested place. I left you longing for a life that was new. You look for prophets, and they look for fools. Together you'll find each other just roaming around, for the answer's plain to see.
above. And on the inside track, you're coming so close. It's just the one of us, the two of us, takes all of us to get it all together. We'll rise. I was woken by the morning sun, the heat bearing down on me in the backseat of my car. Have we left the best of it just lying around? You took me dancing, but who brought me home? You took me inside, but I brought you out for the whole world to judge and see. For it's together we'll rise above. On the inside way we're running to love. It's just the one of us, the two of us, takes all of us to get it all together. We'll shine. It's just the one of us, the two of us, takes all of us to get it all together. We'll rise. I miss the way she moved me. I miss the way she smelled. I miss the way she tasted. But I've got my story to tell. To get her.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.